Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life Inner Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo, and on the Life Inner Show, we help people make more, work less, and most importantly, what it's all about is to live better lives. I am joined by Polish Peter, not Polish Peter, Polish Peter, as my co-host. What's up, bro?
Hey, by the way, on that note, there was at one time, I can't remember where it was. It was one of our events. Somebody actually referred to me as Polish Peter.
That, like, I remember, that's right. That was hilarious.
Remember that? Polish. Yeah, I'm
yeah,
like, okay.
That was great. Well, that was great.
All right. So that's one of the things I had to deal with. Am I Polish or am I Polish, right? So, I mean, maybe that's what that was. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Speaking of that, I just saw Joe Polish at an event last week. He was sitting a couple chairs over from me, and he is not Joe Polish. He's Joe Polish.
Well, okay. Well, see, there you go.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
You know,
details.
He was thinking I'm related to Joe Polish. I don't know.
That's right. Right. Well, hey, dude. Listen, man. We're finishing out the year here, dude. It's right around the corner. And I'm curious. It's crazy how fast it went. 2025 is around the corner, and I kind of wanted to cover some of the highs and lows of 2024, how people can take what they've accomplished or what they haven't accomplished, and then use that as a springboard into 2025 to make next year the best ever, man.
Yeah. And I think it's important for the end of the year to kind of look at that, you know, and see what the 24 was for you. And what we talk about here, a lot of times, think about it this way. People talk about looking from the business perspective, and I think that's an important thing. But here in Life on Air, we're not just talking about business perspective. We're talking about life. We talk about the entire picture. So I would encourage you to look back at the 2024, what you've accomplished, what you didn't accomplish, what you had planned, what you didn't happen, right? Those kinds of things in different areas of your life, but not from the perspective of what, you know, how I like failed or whatever it might be, but from the perspective of how I can grow next year, how I can elevate myself, who do I need to become in that particular areas of life. So let's talk about how that plays out in this particular episode.
Yeah, man. Well, I think one of the things that's really important, and you know, as I get older and older and older, like just like all of us, like I feel like I learn more and get better perspective on things. And one of the things,
really,
I think
you think?
Yeah, dude, yeah. I'm telling you, man. And it's something that I feel like you got to really, the two things you kind of touched on, I think are really important. One is like everything you've gone through, whether it's a success or a failure, whether it turned out the way you wanted it to or less than, or maybe even more than, like, what is the lesson? Like, what can you take away and apply to other parts of your life? Because I've just seen at this point, man, it's all the same. Like I've seen the same traits, the same characteristics so many times that attribute and are responsible for success that just continue to show up. And so like, what are those lessons that you can take with you as you move forward? Like never let a failure or even a success slide by without really recognizing like the value and how you can like leverage that again, right? Or in a better way. That's one thing. The other thing, and we can talk about this in a second. The other thing is like looking at the progress, and this is important. Looking at the progress you've made periodically as well, and not just always like what's ahead. Like, and I think the reason that's important, and maybe it's part to celebrate and part to feel like you actually made progress, but it's also to feel like, wow, like, cause I don't know about you, man, but like, I can feel like I'm in the same, like, I'll look back and I'll be like, man, nothing's changed. But then when I really take a moment to see what things are different and right. to really tangibly and concretely kind of compare where I was, where my life was, my health, my relationships, my business, whatever. And then fast forward, now you start to see the progress. And that is actually super encouraging. And what it does is it capitalizes on momentum, which I believe, I've said this before, I think is one of the strongest, if not the strongest forces for success is momentum. And so now therefore you can continue that momentum moving forward versus just thinking like you're not getting anywhere and you're trying to claw your way out of prison, but you got a spoon and you're not making any progress. Like, and so I think there's a legitimate value here to those two things.
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned something important. So I want to emphasize that is how you look at this whole entire year, the progress, it matters also, right? Because like, for instance, if you look at the big picture, it may not seem like you have done a lot, but if you zoom in to certain areas and you look from that perspective of gain, right? Like, what have I gained since, you know, last year, since January of last year? What has transpired a little bit, right? And maybe you had a tough year, right? If you had a tough year, what, like Virgil talked about, what are the lessons that will help me moving on in next year? Or how have you had to grow in that tough situation that helped you become a bigger, I mean, more impactful person? Or you've grown more? Because think about it this way. Sometimes in the hardest times of our lives, we grow the most. So what was the lesson? How did you grow in that particular area? You know, if even if you had the tough situations. So how you associate, how you look at this stuff, I think matters as well. Not so much to just look from the perspective of like everything is rosy, but looking from the perspective of how you can use that to your advantage to grow in the next year.
Yeah, the totally, man. The other thing I'd say is like, I think I'm pretty hard on myself. Like I expect a lot for myself, and because I know I've been blessed with a lot of gifts, and I always want to.
Have you really?
Dude, yeah. Yeah, I've been blessed. I mean, you've been blessed too, just like maybe not in the same.
You can't come up with some good answer, right? I mean, nothing is coming yet. It's okay. It's all right. At least one person is funny on this podcast. So.
Right, sure. And that's neither of us, but that's okay. And so here's what I've realized is like, I can be hard on myself. But I think in some ways that can be good, but you've also got to kind of find like that balance of being too difficult and too hard on yourself that you actually hurt yourself. Like, so if you spend all your time beating yourself up instead of doing the things you need to be doing, well, that's not productive. That's not gonna be helpful. But if you can use it just enough to kind of keep that momentum going and just enough, I don't want to say dissatisfaction, but just enough of like wanting to get better and improve. Like I think, and I don't know, I'm not explaining it well, but I think there is some value in that too. And so for instance, like I'll tell you one thing I've realized this year, big lesson for me is everything takes longer than you think it's going to take. And I kind of already knew that, but I'm just experiencing it a lot now. Like I'm working on the book, as you know, dude, this goes, I mean, dude, we've had, how many discussions have we had about this? Like this takes forever to get done, especially if you want it to be good. And so it just takes longer, you know, and we're redoing the workbook for the Business Builder Workshop. That's taking longer. We're doing a website relaunch. That's taking, like, so many things are taking longer than expected. Instead of me looking at the end goal, what I'm trying to do is just look at it as progress. Hey, I'm further ahead. I'm one step ahead. I'm half a step ahead as to where I was before. And that is kind of, again, you know, capitalize on that momentum.
Yeah, I'm hearing you're learning some patience there, buddy, huh?
Oh, man, dude. Yeah, for legit.
Yeah, so think about this. I'll give you guys another example because I think examples will help you, you know, kind of see how you can look at this particular perspective. So let's look at my area of health, right? So one of the things in this past year is, you know, for me, it was really, you know, important to get healthier. What does that mean? Well, that means that, you know, I'll go a little bit more muscle. That means that I, you know, drop some of my body fat, right? That means that I, you know, start becoming more healthy in so many different ways. Like my indication, like I'm not getting sick, right? And those kinds of things, right? So looking back at my entire year, one of the things that I learned through an entire process is that, for instance, like my testosterone dropped, right? So I kind of knew that, but I wasn't clear on that. I got myself tests and I figured that part out, got myself like a, you know, a way to measure this. And now I started taking testosterone and it's helping me, right? And I'm seeing a little bit of more results than I did before. So that's a good big win, right? I don't look like Vojo and I don't know if I want to, but, you know, it's helping me that way, right? Then the other aspect is like, looking from the perspective of going to the gym, right? How often I go and things like that. So looking from how much I've grown in that particular area, even though the results are not where I want, where I was hoping, like I had a vision at the beginning of the year, where I'm going to, how I'm going to look. I'm not there, but I see progress in there. I see that I moved on to the kind of a next level, right? Now I'm looking from, you know, going to the next level as far as the testosterone goes and things like that. So there is ways to look at it and now planning for the next year of what's the next level. Like, how do I need to upgrade? Maybe I need to go and, you know, tune in something else, right? Maybe it's the testosterone or something else. But that's how we, I think, make progress in life.
Well, dude, and like, to your credit, man, like, you know, almost like every afternoon you're on your way to the gym. You know, and you're making it happen. And so I think this is an important point. Like, if you're doing the same thing and not getting the results you want, then you got to look at like, hey, am I doing the right things? But that is very different than having a process that is baked in with time delay. Getting in shape is one of those things. Like, you are not just, no matter what you do, how cool it would be if it was like this, you're not just going to wake up with a six pack abs and like, look like, you know, whoever, Arnold. And so it takes time. It takes long. This is where, like, I think, you know, we talk about having your why is so important, because motivation can dwindle over time. But when you have discipline, mm-hmm. and you have a why, you have a reason, that'll consistently kind of keep you going. And it's still not easy. You still got to make a decision to do it. But over time, those actions stack up. And so, you know, it's just like, the other thing too is, man, is like, so many things have multiple, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. I just mentioned we're redoing the website. Well, guess what? It's not just redoing a website. You have copy to write, and then you have so many pages to do, and you have landing, you know, pages, and you have buttons, and you have blog posts, and like, there's so many different parts of it. Mm-hmm. And like, so I think as a whole, sometimes we kind of tend to look at that final end result as being the win or loss. But instead, if you were to break that big goal, and we do this at the Get a Life Getaway, and we talk about it at the Business Builder Workshop too, is you break it into smaller chunks, smaller pieces, and you're like, hey, today I'm gonna write this about page for the company, and that's it, and that is your win. Like, and that's how I think, you know, you can approach things. And you know, especially I the end of the year is such a period of reflection, and that's valuable, and you can set yourself up for 2025. But I also feel like this is something that you can do more frequently, to kind of put this into overdrive. You know, whether it's quarterly, you do this, you know, if, and you know, you have your rocks, and you know, you have your small tasks and things like that. But it's just, you know, if anything, I think the lesson for me this year has been consistency and delayed gratification has been certainly one of the themes that I've learned for this year.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do that, we want to tell you about something super special and important that I want to make sure you know about, and that is our Life and Air events. There are two in particular that I want to draw your attention to. One is called the Get a Life Getaway, and we've been doing this for almost 15 years now. Peter and I have been doing this together for about 8 years together, and then we have our Business Builder Workshop. And this is why it's so important, because if you don't have the ideal life you want, guess what you need? A vision. A vision is something that we create at the Get a Life Getaway. And listen, it takes us a full 3 days to do that. And so we've been doing this for so long. We've refined the process. We've perfected it. We've walked almost 10,000 people through this process. And we want to show you this process. Now, yeah, you can probably try and do it on your own, but why would you try and reinvent the wheel? Let the experts, let us hold you hand in hand through this process. Peter and I teach these personally. You're getting this right from us. And that's the first part of this equation. Now, the second part is like, hey, let's say you decide that you want to work 20 hours a week and you need to make $100,000 in your to live your vision. Well, guess what? We teach you at the Business Builder Workshop exactly that. We will walk you hand in hand and show you our proven process to remove you from your business, to help you make the money you want, to enable you to own your business rather than have it own you. Peter, these events are awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. We do this throughout the event, throughout the years, and we're doing them throughout the country. So head over to one of these events, because you'll be surprised how amazing it is to write your vision for your life. I wish somebody would have told me this 10 years ago to do that, when I came here to this country, I had no freaking clue what the vision is, whether or not to actually write it. So the fact that you're sitting here on this podcast and hearing this message, I would encourage you that this is something that you would go ahead and do that sooner than later. So how do they go about doing that, Vojo?
Well, and Peter, not only that, but we have a very special offer for them. Because you are a loyal podcast listener, I know you're tuning in every single week, hanging on every word. You've given us reviews, ratings, thumbs up, told your parents about it, your mom, your dad, your dog, your neighbor. We are giving you a 50% off, 50% off special offer. So you'll go and choose either the Business Builder Workshop or the Get a Life Getaway. Like Peter said, we do these all over the country. We do about a half dozen of these events per year. And when you check out, after you choose which event you want to attend, then you will enter the promo code PODCAST. PODCAST. PODCAST is your promo code. You'll instantly get 50% off. And we will see you at an event soon. Now, here's my advice. Don't wait to attend this. Don't wait to register. Put it on the calendar now. Go right now. Pause the podcast if you have to. Go open a browser. Go to lifeinair.com. Enter that podcast promo code at checkout. And we will see you at an event soon. Let's get back to the episode.
So, yeah, those are good themes to think about. So here's what I want to kind of change it up a little bit, because I think people are going to be thinking on this podcast, so like, okay, so what? How should I look at this? What areas and things like that? So I would encourage you to think about it this way. In Life Under, we keep talking about the vision, right? We talk about this all the time on this podcast. We have different areas of the vision. So I would look from those specific areas. Like, for instance, let's look at my spiritual life. What did that look like for the past year, right? And what do I want to, you know, level up in that area? How do I want to level up in that area, right? Let's talk about health, right? Same thing. Let's talk about family, close relationship within the family. Maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your siblings, maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your friends, right? Areas. So it's relationship. Let's look at, you know, maybe there's the no regrets section of that vision, right? Let's talk about, you know, your wants and needs sections, right? What maybe something that you wanted to accomplish in this particular year, as far as like personal gratification goes or whatever it might be, and look at that particular area, right? So go through the different areas in your life so you can get better clarity of what you have accomplished, what you have not accomplished, and how you, the lesson that you learned, and how you can apply those lessons to the next area of your life. Did I miss anything, Vojo, or?
No, man, I think it's awesome. That's really kind of gives it some context.
Yeah, so you want to talk a little bit about business side? Because I think people are looking at business quite often.
Well man, for me, I'll tell you, like it's been the same lesson in both cases. Like, so, you know, for business, it's been the book. You know, and also like, I think there's a value in the other thing I've been really, really kind of reminded of is the power of people and and having people help you do things that have done it already, or that can assist you in your own endeavors. Like, so for instance, one of the initiatives for Life and Air for next year, maybe even start before the end of the year, has been me kind of getting out there on social media. And I'm not going to be posting these videos. I'm going to create the content. I'm going to hand it off to somebody and their team is going to syndicate it. They're going to be doing all the tags and descriptions, and they're going to be doing closed captions and whatever. And so that's just one illustration of using Teams. And by the way, the reason we're doing this is to start generate more online awareness about Life in Air, because frankly, we've done a terrible job at this. And this is something we've been blessed by having a large platform in the real estate investing community, but it's also been something that has kind of also hindered us to some extent as well. And so, you know, looking at, I think the other thing is, like, I've really learned in business that, and this, I wouldn't say I've learned it, but I've relearned it. And by the way, many lessons I've relearned, and it's not like I'm learning new things. I've relearned the lesson is, like, what is the bottleneck in your business? What is the single, not the two or three or five, what is the single biggest constraint in your business? And then go and focus exclusively on that. You know, so many people, dude, I've been reminded this year of so many, you know, people that call themselves serial entrepreneurs. And it sounds sexy, it sounds cool, it sounds impressive, but like when I look at their businesses, they all are flailing. Like none of them are really producing anything significant. And it's because they're so diluted in their effort and their focus. And if they would just take that focus and get, you know, we talk about a lot of about elimination, like in at the Business Builder Workshop. And if they were just to focus on that one constraint, fix that, and then move to the next thing. And by the way, this is coming for, with no judgment on my part, because I've made this mistake a bazillion times, trying to work on too many things at once. And so you got to work on that one constraint. And for us, for Life Nerd, it is certainly leads. It's marketing, because we don't do any. Like, and so that is where for us, like, you know, we have an amazing event, amazing events, I should say, amazing events. We have incredible testimonials. We have incredible success stories. Our membership program is off the charts. We have the lowest attrition of any program I'm aware of. And so all that's great. And so I'm looking at the constraint of our company, of our business, as being, you know, the lead generation stuff. And so that's why that's going to be a big initiative for us. But again, you just got to focus. What is that one thing that's holding you back?
Yeah, I think that's you.
Right. It actually is me, dude. Like, legit. I know you're kind of joking, but it is true. Like, I
I
am
was
the
just trying to
bottleneck.
make a joke. I'm just trying to tell you the truth, but I'm through a joke, so you kind of,
Right. Yeah.
you
Appreciate that,
kind
bro.
of,
Love you.
yeah. No, I mean, it goes both ways, because think about it. Anybody, if you're an entrepreneur, a lot of that, it comes back to you, right? And that's what this reflection is all about, right? I mean, I'm looking for myself, and looking that get that book out, right? I mean, I am like a little, it feels like in the final stages. I'm ready to release this book, and it's just patience, right? Like Vojo talked about, because it has to deal with so many different people that are involved in this process, right? So surrounding yourself with the right people, right? That's a big lesson for me. It's about the who's, not so much about the how, my own how kind of a thing. Learning about that. The other aspect that I've learned for myself is that, really incorporating the 80-20 rule. And looking what the 80% that I can eliminate. What's the bottom 20% of that 80% that I can eliminate, for instance? What's the next iteration, right? Because it's not so much about doing more, it's about eliminating stuff that I shouldn't be doing. So looking from those kinds of perspective in my business and in my personal life, I think that's going to be the next kind of a next level for me to go and work through that. Then focusing on becoming even better. Better coach, better person, better father, better those kinds of things. So what does that look like, right? Who do I need to become the next level? So that's my kind of a focus that I'm looking towards the end of this year as far as how I'm going to approach things in 2025. And I'm excited for this new year, man, because I think it's going to be pretty amazing and impactful year for a lot of people in a really good way.
Love it, dude. Well, listen, hopefully there's been a nugget or two in here that you can apply to your own life, your own business, to make next year better than ever, the best ever, in fact, it'd be awesome. If you'd like some help with that, let us know. Like, you can either come out to our events. You know, we have the Get a Life Getaway, which helps you really tangibly craft your vision, which is your detailed plan for the life you want. And we have the Business Builder Workshop, which now shows you how to design a business to support that dream life that you've identified. And then, by the way, you know, we also have a membership program, and you can go to lifener.com to learn more about that. And we'd love to help guide you, support you in any way we can, whatever you need. We're here. Let's rock out, you know, the end of this year for certain. It's not over yet, and make next year the best ever. We'll see you next week, everyone.